The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I did mention Steve Cummins, the comedian, and Joe McGuckin, the comedian and host of the Stall It podcast. And they are both here to mark what is happening on Sunday. Very, very important day. I know in some houses, Steve, in your house, I suspect, Father's
huge
Day.
Huge day, huge day. Although I'm down one. My eldest is in Prague on Erasmus now, so he will have to phone it in, literally. Mm. But plans have been made already. I know there's plans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not.
Do you know what they are?
Plan.
Oh, you don't?
But as always, it's like, I used to make a joke on stage where I go, if it's Father's Day, why do I have to spend it with my kids? And it's one of those things. Like, and now it's a case of Father's Day. It's like, you have to do something, Steve. No, you can't just sit out the back garden and drink beer all day and then maybe get a takeaway later and watch a movie. But, I mean, I love it. Who doesn't love it? I mean, it's a chance to celebrate. Because, you know, if you're a decent father, you certainly deserve a decent Father's Day. I mean, why not?
And what do you usually do? Like, how does the day start? Talk me through your general, like, I know, as you say, you're not privy to the plans this year, but what's the general experience?
General experience, I have to stay in bed way longer than I normally would.
Okay.
Because there is a breakfast being made for me. High calorie, poorly planned and presented. No, it's like a big kind of a feasty breakfast with everything from, and what everyone gets to enjoy, obviously. It's not just me eating it while the children are sitting waiting for my scraps.
Your kids are old enough and they're competent enough now to actually make a breakfast that's edible, aren't they?
Absolutely. Thank God for that. No, at least my wife would always step in. I mean, you know, there's nothing worse than like a 6-year-old making you eggs.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real good way
with
to get
marshmallows on them, some Nutella and a chocolate flake.
If you're lucky.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, yeah. And if they've annoyed you, then you just point at the bacon and go, that's Peppa Pig there.
Joe, what'll be the plan in your house now on Father's Day?
It's all been flipped upside down for me right now because I thought it was tomorrow. It's on Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Well, maybe she's doing a whole weekend. She's making a whole weekend, which, like you, she's going to have a crack at making a breakfast.
Lovely.
Which will only disappoint. It will be very burnt rashers, undercooked sausages, and food for the bin, really.
Oh my God.
She's probably listening to this now.
So are you saying your missus is not the greatest cook in the world? Or is this
absolutely
your child you're talking about?
No, absolutely the missus. I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, so they are not allowed near the cooker just yet. But they'll probably be handing the meat to the missus. They'll be the sous chef.
Oh, yes. It's important to have a couple of sous chefs in a
small children
like
and
that.
Handfuls of raw meat. Yeah. What could possibly
go
wrong?
Exactly. So, I mean, as a 3 and a 6-year-old, do they know it's Father's Day yet? The 6-year-old probably is engaged will be.
They think they've been spending all week painting pictures and making badges and stuff.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That's cute, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. Now they will end up in a box in the attic. Because Nuala, my wife, reminded me yesterday of Sam, my youngest, when he was about 6, sitting on the doorstep, they got a load of twigs and they found a candle and then using elastic bands put the twigs around the candle to make this beautiful candle.
Yeah.
But he was so proud of it. It's the most beautiful thing ever. Now, I have no idea where it went. It's broken or the twigs were used to light the fire one day. But
does he know that?
Does he know that it's gone? I even spoke about it with him this morning.
You told him?
Yeah.
You broke the news?
I said, I burnt your candle.
And how did that go down?
He wasn't that upset, to be honest. He's 16
That's
now.
What you think,
You think
I
want a therapy now. This is going to be the conversation he has.
You took the words out of my mouth. I think this is all going to come back up to the therapist
in
years to come.
If you think that this is the worst thing I've said to my son in 16 years of his life, you are got another think coming.
You're supposed to burn a candle anyway.
Thank you.
That's a nice way of putting it, actually. You celebrated it, really, by burning it.
I did.
You allowed it to see out its life as God intended.
I gave it a Viking funeral.
That's what you did. But you, and I know, Steve, we've talked about this before, you relish your role as a father. You love it.
I do.
Most important job in the world.
For me, it is, without question. I mean, I do many different jobs, many different hats from, you know, writing and radio and comedy and everything else. But being the dad, because I used to work with juvenile offenders and kids in care for many, many years. And when my eldest was born, who's now 20, I took a year's career break to look after him for the first year of his life. And I started doing comedy as a kind of a hobby. And then, thank God, I love being the stay-at-home dad. And I take it really seriously. I mean, my job is, I have 2 sons, and my job is to make 2 confident, decent, sound young men. And I think I've nailed it. Myself and my wife, I'm very proud. I've always been, all his geese are swans. But I did a great job. You know, and I deserve my Sunday, or indeed, as Joe gets an entire weekend.
Yeah, I know. Joe has a crack.
He's only been doing it for 6 years, and he gets a whole weekend.
You know, these people who have a birthday week or a birthday month.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Joe is like. But yeah. Father's Day, his Father's Day weekend,
he gets more days. Well, God rest her.
I was just thinking now, maybe the missus thought it was Saturday, and that's where she's organised everything for Saturday, and now I'm after spilling the beans. So maybe I'll just get one day at the end of it.
You wake up on Sunday morning going, geez, yesterday was lovely. Now, when are we celebrating Father's Day?
Two burnt breakfasts. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Do you know what? You're invited to my house. If you get nothing on Sunday morning, you can come to my house, because I guarantee you the breakfast will be better than what you're getting.
Lovely, lovely.
Can you remember how big Father's Day was at home growing up, Joe?
Not really. It wasn't really a thing. Yeah. Mother's Day was definitely a thing, but like Father's Day was definitely overlooked. I think there was a sense of, he doesn't deserve it. Don't give him a day.
He hasn't worked for this.
Yeah. Every day is Father's Day kind of thing. Like, he didn't put the graft in as fathers, was the sense.
I get to celebrate Nullag na Mann in our house.
You celebrate it?
Yeah, because I'm the one who always does the cooking and all the thing. You know, so Nullag na Mann, you know, on this, the 6th of January, whatever it is, I go, no, that's my day. Because, you know...
The way you describe it, I mean, your wife is almost an absentee landlord in this relationship, Steve.
Honestly, some days I have trouble recognising her in the hall. And I know she's listening right now, so thanks.
The role of... what kind of grinds my gears a little bit is when people talk about, you know, oh, you're one of these modern dads who changes nappies and things. And I think we're kind of past that point. I think that's just all dads now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's accepted now. It's widely accepted, yeah.
The role has changed, hasn't it? Over time.
I think so. I think you have to be a little bit more hands-on as a dad now. And I think it's because the household is kind of balanced in work now. Like the wife is working and the husband is working. And you just share the load in general with everything. Like with the workload, financials, like managing the house, but also managing the kids and managing parenting. So everything is shared a little bit more equally.
It's... something that, yeah, it has changed, absolutely. And I'm not sure, Steve, if you'd get away with doing that kind of old-fashioned thing of, I've worked all week and now I'm getting up on Saturday or Sunday to play. Sorry, lots of dads play golf at the weekend, so this is being critical of a lot of people who listen to this show. But kind of disappearing, I would find it very hard to justify disappearing kind of for 5 hours to play golf at the weekend.
You wouldn't be less, and you know what, that's kind of good too. You know, I mean, obviously it used to be a case, like I know a couple of guys who are my age who never change a nappy in their lives. Not once in their entire lives. And they're the blessed few, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I mean, obviously... It came at the perfect, kind of like a perfect storm. Men really decided that they wanted to be more hands-on as fathers, and women went, damn right, you better be. And it's much better equal or division of labour. It's lovely.
Do you, Joe, think about, or do your kids ever give you feedback on your job? Because, you know, they can hear what you do. Most dads go off and they disappear kind of for 8 hours and their kids don't know what they do.
Yeah.
You know, what's your dad's job? Work. You have to work. But yours can hear it. Or they certainly will in the future. It'll be there for them to
that
listen to.
That is terrifying. When you say that, like, that is one of my biggest concerns as a parent. Knowing that, like, I make sketches, I make videos, I have a podcast. So, like, I'm leaving a plethora of content that my kids can potentially be bullied about in their school years.
100%, yeah.
You know? And they're only 6 now. And I remember I'd done a comedy sketch, and it was the only video I ever put one of my sons in. And he shows up at the end of it. He's part of the punchline. And I remember he came home from school once, and his teacher had played it in front of the whole class, and he loved it. Like he was like, everyone was laughing and stuff like that. But that's because he's 6. But like, if that happens when he's 10 or 11 or 12,
or 14, like, yeah, that's 14 when they're really in bits about it.
It's weird.
The back page of my book, I have a pregnancy guide for men published years ago, and the back page of it, I decided it would be a great idea if I recreated the famous Vanity Fair Demi Moore shot when she was pregnant. Basically me naked on the back cover holding my baby bump, which was not enhanced in any way. It was my own bump. And so that's there online all the time. But so both of my sons going, there's very little imagery of me that's too mortifying, but that's one that...
But I guess, Joe, do you know what? They're going to live, grow up as these digital natives. They'll be putting their own lives online. This will just be kind of noise in the background.
That's a thing that I'm concerned about as well. Like, I don't know when the right time to give them a phone is. And I get stressed at the... How old are your kids?
Mine are 16 and 20, but wait as long as you can for a smartphone. Purely because once you give them a smartphone, the world is open to them.
What age did you do it at?
I'd say it was about 11 or 12, maybe.
Okay.
And we tried to, you know, you're holding for quite a long time. It might have been 12. Yeah, I'd say 12 maybe. I don't think it was before. It definitely wasn't after. But there was a lot of begging, a lot of pleading. Because, I mean, no matter how good the parental controls are and what have you, kids just bounce through those in seconds, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can give them a phone, like one that sends texts so they can contact you and answer you.
Yeah.
But a smartphone, and if you think about it, the entire universe is in our smartphones now. Mm. You don't really want to hand that to a 10-year-old. Yeah,
the pressure will come from the classmates, Joe, won't it? Yeah.
I think if there's group chats, like they'll have WhatsApp group chats, like I do it now. Like if one of their parents were making silly TikTok videos, I'd be like, oh, look at his bleeding dad doing yeah, that. What's exactly. he playing at? Doing a little dance.
Yeah,
that will happen. I know for a fact it will happen. So I'm trying to make my comedy a little bit more highbrow. So
I see. So there must be. Look at your dad. So sophisticated.
Yeah, he wears a monocle when he talks about his willy. But one thing, I suppose, one thing you should always think of with that is that if there's enough of it, if there's so much, because like I've done so many embarrassing things for jobs and whatever else, and look at how I dress and how I walk around the village and everyone else. So my kids, it was almost like flooding. They went for a couple of years. They were getting affected by it, but then it was like, look, you go talk to him. We can't stop him from being the way he is. So they're kind of immune to it now.
Okay.
For a while, it would have been.
So that's your advice to Joe, is lose the monocle and
double down. Start doing
it. And it just becomes white noise.
I'm guessing topless with nipple tassels for every podcast, I guarantee you.
Again?
If you want to see that, the Stall at podcast with Joe McGuckin, co-host there, comedian, is that Steve Cummins, comedian. Lads, thanks a million. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you too.
Day. Yeah, happy Father's on Sunday, Joe.
Oh yeah,
on
yeah, yeah.
Sunday,
of course,
on
yeah.
Sunday.
Happy Father's weekend.
PJ in Kilkenny says Father's Day and the wife's birthday clash this weekend, but it's not a major birthday, so which trumps which?
Ooh, I tell you one thing, and you know the answer to this yourself in Kilkenny. I didn't get your name.
PJ,
you go on. I dare you to try and trump your wife's birthday with Father's Day and see how the rest of the year goes.
I forgot my wife's birthday one year.
No.
Full on forgot, yeah. And how I found out? I found out at about 9 o'clock at night. I was in the kitchen and her phone was in the kitchen and her phone beeped. And I said, oh, so you got a text. And she said, oh, who's it from? You can read it there, you know, because she's on sofa. And I just picked it up and it was her brother-in-law. And it said happy birthday on it. And so I just had this like,
God.
You know, this moment where you think, how am I going to get away with this?
Yeah. It's the back door.
Yeah, exactly. There was no door off the kitchen. That's the problem. If there had been, Joe, you never would have seen me again.
So she got to wait until 9 o'clock.
She waited until 9 o'clock at night.
She was probably hoping to go through the whole day.
She was waiting. She was waiting for the. She was the thought. This surprise is going to be massive. Look how long he's held out here.
So the flowers and the bale of briquettes you got from the garage.
Tell you
was
what,
enough?
Steve. She was surprised.
Oh my God.
Anyway. A nice story to share ahead of Father's Day, and I'm sure I'll be treated well this weekend now for sharing it. My better half is bringing the kids to the in-laws all weekend, so for Father's Day I get a lie-in, and then I'm going to watch the Euros, the hurling and the football on the couch in my underpants.
Oh, heaven. That's a gift.
Oh, I think that text was from Steve. Anyway, Steve Cummins, Joe McGuckin, lads, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.